God bless you. I was inspired to share some words of encouragement earlier on, which I recorded. And God has put it in my heart to send it to a few specific people. And so you're one of them, if you're receiving this. And I trust that you get blessed and you get encouraged from the word spoken. And God is with you. And great things are going to happen. And God is already at work, opening doors. Things already taking shape. And God is really moving. And so as we stay with God and we move with him, then we're going to start to see the things around us in our life, personal life, change. And people from outside coming in, desiring to know and desiring to receive what you got to share with them. And as we encourage them to go to God, as we encourage them about speaking in tongues and to do what God puts in their heart, as you do that, as you encourage these people that come to you, whether they're old believers or new believers, they're going to take off with God, because God is ready to send his laborers into the harvest at a higher level than ever been before. So these are just a few words of encouragement to you. I hope you enjoy them. God bless you. Have a great day. And you should receive this August the 11th, 2021. And this is Lawrence Tor signing out and sending you much love. You're God's best.
You are in a fantastic place because you're hungry. So, you know, God is going to fill that hunger. And so he's bringing you along. And now, you know, the more you eat something, the more you want to eat. And God is the one that will bring the manifestation. So is as we stay with God, as we keep desiring, as we keep seeking, as we keep asking, you know, that's what you're doing, actually. You're asking, you're keeping on asking, you're keeping on seeking, and you're keeping on knocking. And vision is not what we see with our physical eyes, but vision is what we see with our heart, right? So it's that vision that overcomes all the barriers in the senses. You know, as we keep focus with God, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, the knowledge is information and understanding is comprehension, but wisdom is application. That's why wisdom is the supreme above those knowledge and understanding. But we need all three, right? But it's that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, what he's done, what he's accomplished, how he lived, how he moved, how he said, I could do nothing of myself, how he submitted unto the Father. And that's what you're doing. God's, you know, got you in the perfect place. And so because of the level of your hunger, God can fill that desire, that need. And that's why now you just pray for one laborer, one person that you can share all the wonderful wisdom that God's given you and revealing to you, so that you've got a release, and that through one person, just one person, many will come and the dreams and the desires you've got will be realized. But God is the one doing the work, and we just stay rested in him, confident in him, focused with him, desiring, asking, praying, and it will happen. Like, God will take you through the steps. He's leading us. He's guiding us by a spirit. And this is where we got to stay patient and confident day by day with God. Not worrying about the brevity of time, even though there is a brevity of time. God will fill that time, which is not wasted. And, you know, we just decide we're moving forward with God, and that God is the one that's going to direct our steps. So it's just, you know, we make up the mind. Like, God doesn't like indecisions. So like he says, you know, choose you this day, death or life, hot or cold. Make up your mind, gird up your loins. And you've done that. So you're going to God now. And so you're in the perfect place to receive him. You're practicing. You're staying connected to God. You're going to him. You're staying connected with me. And so you just need to just follow the encouragement as God shows you the words that are spoken. Take to your heart and then take it to God and ask him to translate that for you, for your walk, for what you're doing. And he will. So our expectation stays high. And, you know, if we think of eagles, they're the king of birds, and they're on their own. They don't flock together like birds of a feather, like pigeons or starlings or, you know, seagulls. They all flock together, but eagles being the king of birds, they fly at the highest altitude where the other birds can't follow. And they can see 5 miles up into the sky, 5 miles down. And they rule supreme because they're seated above, if you see what I'm saying. So we're seated at the right hand location with God, and we're not running with the flock. You know, we're not running with the crowd. Birds of a feather flock together. We're not, you know, we've separated ourselves unto God to move and live for him and have our being. And God is the one that elevates us in our physical realm to the things that he wants us to do. So he promotion comes from God, increase comes from God, labors come from God, answers come from God, wisdom comes from God. You are in a perfect place, and God is doing a great work. You may not feel that you're in that perfect place, but you are. You may feel uncomfortable, which is good, because that keeps you hungry, that keeps you seeking, that keeps you knocking, that keeps you asking. And then God will answer all those things, and then to the next level, where you keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on finding, because there's always so much more. And so he's working with our faith. He's showing us to rest. He's showing us to move at his direction, to speak by his spirit, to live in the spirit, to walk by the spirit, to be led by the spirit, and to, you know, go where he wants us to go. That if we're gonna walk in greatness, you know, we got to see ourselves walking in greatness. That vision which the eyes can't see, the circumstances, the five senses, which is temporal, but the spiritual things are eternal. So we can't, may not see it with our physical eyes, but we've got to see it with our spiritual eyes. Vision, God's vision. What he says is true. What he says is more real than what we see with our physical eyes. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. And the fruit will begin to manifest. The fruit will start to bud and grow. So the seeds have been planted, and now you're growing down and now coming up. The seed, the roots always grow first, right? And that takes some time. There's a season for those roots to go down. There's a season for the roots to come up out of the ground, for the leaves to take shape, for the bud to open, for the, you know, it's drawn to the sun, like a sunflower to the sun, that oxazo, you know, that everything is directed to the light. So we're growing and we're flourishing. Some flowers grow quicker than others. Some seed grow quicker than others in that seed that's been sown. Some are higher, some are lower, but they all catch up eventually to the same height. So we just stay with God. We stay at peace. Even if there's some turbulence along the way, even though it seems like we're taking off course, we're not. Because of that automatic pilot of the Spirit, God in us brings us back right on course like an aeroplane when it's experiencing turbulence. So we're growing every time. Every season we're growing. And there's a reason for each season, and there's a purpose for each season under heaven. And we're in the heavenlies, right? So as we continue, then the spiritual will be start coming manifest into the physical, where we see the spiritual realities living for us. But it all starts in the heart. What grows on the inside will show out on the outside and manifest. And so our growth is with God right now. Our growth is internal, which will become external as we continue. As we continue to be fed the miracle grow, which keeps us growing. And that's those heavenly words, the fresh bread, the words that I'm speaking now as God's energizing. So that's what we do. So God is at work and we just stay with him. We don't let the emotions get to us, even though they're there. You know, we channel it, if you want to use that kind of word, for our benefit. And we use it to go to God to seek him. So yeah, you are in a great place. You are. You may not feel it, but you are in the perfect place. if a boat is not anchored to the sea, it drifts. And, we are anchored to the Lord Jesus Christ, so we're not drifting. It may seem like we're drifting off, but bang, then there's that tightness of the pulling of the rope on the ship so it doesn't go any further. So God will slack that as we need to reach out and branch out to the point that we're being led by God, to the destination. So God wants us to hit the mark every time. So Paul says, he aims for the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So many people have a vision and a desire, but they don't follow the direction. They don't move as God's showing. But you're doing that. You're moving as God's showing. And as you're able to, we got the vision, we got the desire. Now it's just moving and aiming ourselves in that direction with God and asking God to give us daily what He's doing. Just every day, just keep doing what God's doing. Like I did for 3 years, nothing seemed to happen, but then the spiritual fruit starts to manifest. The door started to open. I got to go to India. There was turbulence along the way, different things. A lockdown came, lost the passport, got to see Sangha when we wasn't supposed to see him, got to stay with him. So God is directing our steps. He's got us at the right location. You are at the right location, even if you think you're at the wrong location. So if you need to be different place, God will lead that and open that and clearly show you. So just be still. Know that He's God, and I know you are, and I know you're wonderful. So you have a great, blessed day. So I love you. On track with God. Like, look what He's doing. Wonderful. So God bless you. Love you.